birth certificate is needed in order to vote, get a driver's license or passport, and receive Social Security. But many Native Americans born before 1970 outside of hospitals were never issued one. The state's new policy, which goes into effect in July, requires a tribal enrollment record verifying several birth facts and one additional document, like a medical record, with matching information. Lena Fowler is the Coconino County Supervisor for District 5. She's been working to reform the process for years.
They will be recognized as citizens of the state of Arizona once they obtain their birth certificate with this easier process. But I think that's a huge weight off of people's shoulder.
In the past, 7 documents were necessary to get a delayed birth certificate in Arizona, including a census record, military ID, or marriage license. It proved to be costly and time-consuming, and many applicants gave up trying. The new bill allows tribal members who've been denied a delayed birth certificate in the past to reapply. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.